When I founded DLAN Studio in 2005, one of the primary goals of my practice was to reconsider relationships among infrastructure, communities, and urban design. I sought to heal injustices brought about by infrastructural redlining, improve urban ecology, and reconnect communities. 20 years in, having envisioned, conceived, and nurtured many strategies for systematic change, I want to reflect on society's relationship to trees in three parts: trees or infrastructure, trees as infrastructure, and trees and infrastructure. So first, trees or infrastructure. When conflicts occur between trees, roads, sidewalks, above ground utilities, and below grade conduits, trees usually lose. Tree canopy is pruned to make way for power lines and transportation right of way in both urban and rural areas. Trees are not valued because of their increased contribution to urban environment is harder to quantify than an engineered system. Maintenance access and potential conflicts with utilities are often cited as justification for felling trees. While the lifespan of a tree in many cases extends beyond the expected useful life of infrastructure systems, trees are treated as disposable. Next, second, trees as infrastructure. In the coming century, trees will be recognized as critical infrastructure for cities around the world. As the climate warms, the need for cooling from evapotranspiration and shading will be essential for urban life. The ability of trees to absorb water, filter pollutants, and capture particulate matter can benefit communities historically marginalized by transportation systems. Trees create habitat for birds, bats, animals, and insects. Importantly, trees create habitat for humans along pathways, at places of pause, respite, and play. And finally, I'll cover trees and infrastructure. So crown shyness describes a resiliency strategy that trees have developed over time to capture light, reduce infestation, distribute water, and even communicate with one another. The criteria for maximizing these benefits can be optimized, valued, and coordinated with hard gray infrastructure. Urban tree canopy should be considered as a connected system because the ecological productivity of groups of trees is much higher than individual specimens spaced at greater distance. Integrating trees into urban infrastructure is a critical component to the viability of the 21st century city. Thank you.